Hello, my name is Sonia Greenwood. I'm the lead asthma specialist nurse at Royal Derby Hospital. I'm also an associate trainer for Education for Health. Today we're going to look at adherence and how we can help people improve adherence with their medication. Now, previously we referred to patients as and people with a long-term condition as compliant rather than adherent. So why have we changed the way we talk about people who take medication? Well, the reason for this really is because of the definition of compliance. Now, compliance is an action or a fact of complying to a wish or command. So basically, we tell somebody what to do and we expect them to do this. Adherence, however, is a little bit different. Adherence is more of a commitment to a person or cause or belief. So it's a positive, proactive behaviour that results in lifestyle changes by the person who is adhering. Another terminology that is sometimes used is concordance. Now, concordance is a rather new approach. And this refers to somebody who is on long-term medication, and it's very often an agreement that is reached after negotiating between the person taking the medication and a healthcare professional. And the healthcare professional respects the beliefs, wishes and desires of the patient who is going to take the medication, and it determines whether, when and how that medication is taken. Now, you could use concordance or you could use adherence. I'm actually going to use the term adherence because it's the one I'm more familiar with. And we're going to look at why people don't adhere to their medication. This can be multifactorial, and I like to split this into two categories. The first category is the non-intentional non-adherent person. This is the person that simply forgets to take their medication. They can't get into a routine. Now, I take medication myself regularly, twice a day, and you could in fact class me as being non-adherent if you looked at my prescription history. I don't pick my medication up on the day it's due. I sometimes forget to take my medication, but this is not because I don't want to take the medication. It is simply because I live a busy life. I forget. We all forget, and nobody is truly 100% compliant. We all tend to miss medications, miss inhaler doses, for example. The people who are likely to be 100% compliant are those who have a very strict regime with their medication, or those that have their medication in dose sets, for example, where their medication is given regularly and it is recorded in such a way so that they are unlikely to forget the medication. So first of all, I want to talk about why people forget. It's not as simple as, oh, I just forget. People have busy lifestyles. I'll give you an example of one of my patients who should be taking his inhalers regularly. He's had a number of trips to intensive care because his compliance has lacked and he's become very unwell. And you think, well, surely somebody who's been in intensive care would want to take their medication regularly to prevent further trips to hospital, further exacerbations of their asthma, further intensive care admissions. In fact, this gentleman is widowed. He's widowed with four children under the age of seven. So what is he dealing with? He's dealing with the loss of his wife. He's dealing with a change in his routine. He's dealing with lots of issues that mean that him taking his inhalers regularly are actually the least important thing to him at this time in his life. Does this mean he doesn't want to take his medication? Does this mean he wishes to be unwell? No, it doesn't. It just means that his lifestyle is very hectic and he needs assistance to try and get into a routine where he can remember to take his medication. People who live busy lifestyles, another group is the teenagers who have very erratic lifestyles. They may be at home one day, staying with a friend another day, not particularly so much so during a pandemic, but certainly prior to a pandemic, they may be at a boyfriend's two nights a week, for example. They, again, may forget their medication. And if we're talking about things like inhaled medication, One of the ways you can get around that is looking at things like the maintenance and reliever therapy, which means they can take their medication when they feel they're unwell rather than just relying on it regularly. Or you might want to change to a once daily inhaler, for example, where they have all day to remember to take that medication. Another thing that is sometimes helpful is things like reminders on their phone, or putting the medication in a particular place. We used to advise our people taking inhalers that they should put them by their toothbrush so that they remembered. This was fine when people were just using pressure metered dose inhalers, like your aerosol inhalers, but more commonly we're changing people over to dry powder, and it's not appropriate for these to be in in damp environments, so we can no longer advise people to keep their inhalers by their toothbrushes. So we have to be a little bit more inventive. Where else could the person taking the inhalers put their device so that they can remember? It may be appropriate for other family members to be involved in helping people adhere. For example, parents of children, and particularly the teenage population, and also partners, wives, etc., trying to assist people remembering to take their medication. I think in the future we will be moving more to a digital age, and we will be using devices such as apps, particularly apps that are linked to the inhaled medication, that will assist in recording and prompting regular use. I would like to move on to the intentional poorly adherent person now. Now, why do people just choose not to take their medication? Is it just because they're awkward or stubborn? I doubt that very much. It is normally because people do not understand the importance of taking their medication. They don't understand what their medication is for, or they just don't like their medication. And this can be a real problem with side effects of medication, for example. So if you are taking a medication that your GP or your consultant has advised, or the nurse has advised that you take twice daily, but actually it makes you feel sick or gives you a headache, you're very, very unlikely to continue with this medication. So it is important that when we are prescribing or advising people to take medication, that we discuss the potential side effects with them in advance so that they can be pre-warned as to what might happen. They then need to be advised to contact the person that's prescribed the medication, that they are having problems with this medication and that they could be offered an alternative. This is more likely to get a positive response than just prescribing a medication in the vain hope that somebody's going to take it. This can be a real problem with inhalers, for example. If the person doesn't like the taste of the inhaler that they're having, or they don't feel that it's working appropriately, they will stop taking it. So education around inhaler use, checking that the person can use the device correctly, is really, really important. If somebody doesn't use their device correctly, they're unlikely to get the dose, therefore they're not likely to feel any benefit from it, and they are very much more likely to stop taking this device. I think it's really important that we put ourselves in that person's shoes. So if you were having a consultation with your GP, for example, and the GP was about to prescribe some new medication, what would you want? What would you want to gain? What would you want to know in advance of taking that medication? Certainly, if it was myself, I would want to know what the medication is for. What condition are you treating? How likely is it to make me feel better? How long is it going to be before I feel better? What is likely to happen when I take this medication regarding side effects? Are these side effects going to be long term? Are they going to be just until I get used to taking the medication? And a good example of this is antidepressants. Now, antidepressants, when you first take them, can make you feel very sick. They can make you feel very drowsy. And actually, they can make your depression feel worse. If you know this in advance, if you know that there's going to be a little bit of a period when things are not going to be so good, you are more likely to continue with the medication long term because you can see that the long-term gain is going to be worth it. Obviously, if the side effect is going to be horrendous and it's going to always be there, then we need to have a rethink. We need to think, can we try something different? Another reason for poor adherence is the person doesn't understand exactly what is wrong with them, or they may not believe there's anything wrong with them. So for example, if you are newly diagnosing somebody with asthma or COPD, they may not believe that they have that condition. They may be in a period of denial. COPD in particular can cause lots of feelings of anxiety and guilt, so they may not want to acknowledge that diagnosis, and therefore they may not want to take the medication that is being offered them or prescribed because they're still in a period of denial. This is really important. We need to ensure that our patient understands what is wrong with them, what their long-term gain is from taking their medication, and what the long-term effects are if they don't take their medication. So for example, somebody who has asthma, who doesn't take their inhaled corticosteroids, for example, are at risk of having an asthma attack. In fact, they're at risk of having a near fatal or fatal asthma attack. They're also more likely to develop remodelling of their airways, so they're likely to develop fixed airways in the long term. If we explain all this to the person right at the beginning, they are more likely to adhere to their medication because they can see the importance of taking that medication. Remember, for the majority of people who take inhaled corticosteroids on their own, not with a long-acting beta-2 agonist, may not actually feel that the inhaled corticosteroid makes any difference. This is where it's really important to educate the person around the benefits and the effects of taking their medication. So how can we help people who are intentionally non-adherent? This is where education really comes into play. It's really important that we educate and explain to the person why they take their medication, what the importance of taking the medication is, what the long-term benefits of taking the medication is, and more importantly, the seriousness of not taking the medication. What is going to happen to them long-term if they don't adhere to their medication? Obviously, it's really important that the person that we are talking to understands what we're telling them, and that they understand the importance of their medication and what is actually wrong with them. This is where written information can really help. It's said that on an average consultation, the person remembers about 40% of that consultation. So 60% of what you actually tell to the person, they're going to forget. So if you can offer them written information alongside their medication, that's really helpful. Written asthma management plans are obviously a really good example of the usefulness of giving somebody written information to assist their long-term management. This is where other members of the healthcare team can assist you. You could ask the practice pharmacist, for example, or the care coordinator to assist you in educating and ensuring a person is taking their medication, particularly if you have come across a patient that you feel is non-adherent. Another example of this is a person that is using a lot of their salbutamol but doesn't appear to be collecting any of their other prescriptions. It may be that you could ask the practice pharmacist or your local pharmacist to intervene and spend some time educating the person around their medication use. You could also ensure that GPs are involved, for example, and other nurses within the practice. I would just like to finish with a few key points, and those are: if you come across a person that appears to be non-adherent, ask yourself, why are they non-adherent? What can I do to help that person become more adherent with their medication? Can I offer them further education or reassurance to ensure they understand their medication? And can I check at the end of my consultation that the person has understood what has been discussed during that consultation? And don't forget, involve others around you. Use the resource available to assist you with a person's adherence. So remember, your pharmacist, your other nurses, your other allied healthcare professionals, their care coordinators, for example, can all assist you with the person that is non-adherent.